Nationalism is on the rise in Eastern Europe, too. We've seen that at play during the ongoing crisis in Ukraine. There are the pro-Russian nationalists who favor splitting Eastern Ukraine off from the rest of the country. But there are also nationalists in Kiev and elsewhere who want to preserve a united Ukraine. This Sunday, Ukraine's interim government will attempt to hold a presidential election. It'll be a delicate operation given all the tensions and bloodshed in the east. The BBC's David Cern is in Kiev. What'll happen with the election in those areas in the east dominated by the pro-Russian forces? If they already feel part of Russia, will they even bother to go to the polls?
Well, it's difficult to say. Obviously, some people feel that they are independent now and they will not go to the polls. The separatists say that they will not recognize or not allow the elections to take place. But there are a large number of people who do support the government in Kiev. That's what all opinion polls have shown. In fact, the majority. And so the question is, how many polling stations will actually be operable? And the concern is that there wouldn't be any election at all in Donetsk or Lugansk. But of course, the rest of the country is voting. So the issue is, will these elections be able to be considered legitimate in the eyes of foreign observers, especially Russia? And we've already heard from President Vladimir Putin today saying that he would respect the outcome of the election. So although that's not to say that not outright recognition, it is a more conciliatory tone from him. And perhaps that indicates that come Monday or Tuesday, when these election results are announced, that he will, in fact, recognize them or at least work with the new government.
So let's talk about some of the players in this election. The front runner is a man named Petro Poroshenko. Who is he?
Well, Mr. Poroshenko has been a figure in the Ukrainian political scene for quite some time now. He's been part of any number of parties. He is a billionaire. He's one of the richest men in the country. He's known, he has any number of monikers, the chocolate king, the confectionery king. But his main business, or the one that he's best known for, is the Roshen Chocolate Company. He has been, I guess you could say, also on the front lines of this pro-European movement that came to power. And he also was seen as one of the people who had suffered the most from Ukraine's, well, when relations initially deteriorated between Ukraine and Russia before the demonstrations began, he had his products banned from Russia. So he's in the lead right now. All the opinion polls indicate this. The question is, would he win more than 50% in the first round and thereby winning outright and not having to go into a second round?
Protesters still down at the Maidan in downtown Kiev. What are they saying about Petro Poroshenko, the front runner?
Well, it's difficult to say. The people on the Maidan are, to a large degree, the more, I guess you could say, active or aggressive, or even, according to some people, the more extreme of the people involved in this movement. They are suspicious of everybody, including Mr. Poroshenko. They say that they're down on the Maidan because the revolution isn't over. They need to keep an eye on this government, and especially on somebody like Mr. Poroshenko, who they see as, yes, as I said before, as very much as part of the old guard.
And I want to ask you this too, David, since Petro Poroshenko is the Willy Wonka of Ukraine, how's his chocolate?
It's delicious. Yeah, he's not quite Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka was a recluse, if I remember the book, and a very eccentric man. But no, I eat Roshen chocolate. That is not an advertisement. That's a fact. I eat a lot of other chocolate, but yes, it's very edible.
The BBC's David Stern in Kiev. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco.